SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Scumbags!
Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci, the pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people, the bustlers, and everybody else in between. Countdown to kickoff continues as far as the National Football League is concerned. And it's hard to keep up with these days, but I believe it's Thursday night right now. Well, it's Friday morning, depending on where you are and all that other type of stuff. But we're 1 week away from the start of the National Football League. So the Buffalo Bills and the Los Angeles Rams. This, I got to tell you, tonight was like a great setup for the National Football League. And oftentimes, college, you know, over the past years, in the past, college football generally is better than the NFL. It's not, the level isn't as good, but the fact is there's just more games and it's all day on TV. And NFL is all day Sunday, but there's, you know, college is really all day. There's just a million games all day long. And due to the high volume, there's going to lead to really close games and crazy games and high drama and stuff. But the NFL over the past couple of years really delivered. The NFL has gotten better and more competitive. Like, the matchups are better. More teams are good now. I guess that's why, essentially. I remember for a couple of years, man, like, it was like, you know, you'd wake up, you know, on Sunday, you look at it, it'd be like, man, really? Wow, like Jacksonville and Tennessee. And like, it's like, okay, Sunday night football's good, but overall, it's kind of like not a lot of good games here, really. Now, you know, the last couple of years, the NFL has been off the hook, like lit. And I would expect week one to be like the same thing in the NFL next week, like this is tonight. Look, you know, there's been quite a few college games already, but not really too many big time teams. And look at who are the biggest time teams to play so far that have played so far, like in college football. Northwestern and Nebraska, Big Ten teams. What happened in that game? It was a wild, high drama, crazy affair, right? It was 31-28. It was nuts. It was all kinds of like stuff going on. And like they went for the onside kick. Then they ended up getting drilled. You know what I mean? It was all over the place. It was high drama. Look, tonight, the backyard brawl, a real conference, you know, Big 12 team against the ACC, Pitt and West Virginia. Crazy game. Crazy, high drama, entertaining game. Big 10, back to the Big 10 tonight with Purdue and Penn State. Big time crazy stuff, man. It looked like Purdue were finally going to beat Penn State. They never do. And then Penn State scored with like a minute left. High drama tonight in the Big 10. And, you know, there's going to be more of it to come over the weekend. Tonight was lit, though. That was some special stuff tonight. Speaking of special stuff, we had a pretty good night this evening. We'll go over, how did we do? We went on a nice little run here. So we gave you the under in New Mexico State and Minnesota on the TV show. That went under the number. I didn't think New Mexico State was going to be able to score. We hit the under there. You know, it was a nice one. We got in on the over 43.5, West Virginia and Pittsburgh. How'd that do? The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. We're kicking it. College football is back, and we have destroyed it so far. But there is more work to do. We're going to break it down. We already did with Teddy Covers. We'll take a look at Friday's slate, massive slate of college football on Saturday. And even though we have 180 minutes, it is the quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio, and we're already 60 into this thing. It's impossible even to get to every college football game. But I tell you what, the man that's going to be joining us next, you know he's going to try. All right, and that's Big Card Julio. Big Card Julio joins us from the Windy City. It's our Windy City Sports Report. He's the play-by-play voice of the Windy City Bulls and Chicago State University. And Julio likes to lay it down Rat style. Lay it down. Lay it down. Julio likes to lay it down. I look forward to seeing what Julio has to say about all, you know, a lot of stuff going on. Tony La Russa, we haven't talked a lot of baseball over the last couple of nights. I want to check in with the baseball standings just so it's like a soap opera, man. I haven't watched my favorite soap in a couple of days, man. What's going on? The Bold and the Beautiful, Young and the Restless. That's Major League Baseball. It's been a couple of days. I was so clueless today and into the football. I'll fully admit, I thought the Dodger game was like tonight type of thing. you know what I mean? I was like, oh man, Kershaw and the Dodgers. All right, we got college football, but I was doing college football videos, college football interviews, college football. And really, quite frankly, I was like, all right, I'm gonna Dodgers. I hope the Dodgers beat the Mets, but it caught me off guard the start time, and you know, it's all college football right now, like basically. You know, with so many games, we'll try to uncover the gems. We don't want to miss any. We broke it down with Teddy Covers. Some big-time football games on the board, but there's more than just the big-time games to break down. Frank Schwab's going to join us. We haven't forgotten about the National Football League. Frank Schwab from Yahoo Sports will kick it with us as well this evening. And the Indian Cowboy was set to join us. Maybe he'll join us a little bit later on this evening. It's tentative. It's live radio here, so bullets are flying, baby. We'll check back in with the U.S. Open as well. Serena still swinging. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You are listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci.
Oh, yeah. Let's do this thing. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. We're going to get Schwab later from Frank Schwab, Yahoo Sports. Great handicapper. Handles the betting angle for Yahoo Sports. Does a great job. Well, we're going to talk NFL props with Frank Schwab. But we're back to school right now. Rodney Dangerfield style. Fortunately, we're not going to class. We're just betting. And our main man, Julio Rosario, he likes to bet. Windy City Bulls in the house. Big card, Julio. Chicago, Illinois. What's going on, Julio?
What's going on, Gabe? Not many shows, sports betting shows across the country, talked Akron, St. Francis. I tip my cap to you and Cam Stewart. Huge, huge cover for St. Francis tonight.
You know what? I wasn't planning on betting on that football game. It was a late addition to the card, but I'm glad that I added it. They were getting 15.5 points. They ended up going to overtime. They ended up losing by 7 to the Akron Zips. I just didn't think Akron should be favored by that many points. And I'll tell you what, there's not too many shows right now in the country or the world that are sweating out and keeping people up to date with a Fresno State and Cal Poly slow football game. And unfortunately, it is going slow. I've got the over 56.5 in game. Right now, it's 49.5. Fresno State are up 28-7. Kind of a lethargic performance. They're moving the ball right now, and I think there might be a big play coming up here. I'll tell you what, though, Julio, upset special alert right now. Portland State are up 17-14 on the San Jose State Spartans with 9.5 left, and they're minus 2.5. I see it's locked right now, but I'll tell you what, maybe we'll pop a play in on the Spartans here if it pops back up that they come back and win this game. But, wow, Portland State up 17-14 right now, Julio.
I'm looking at one shop, Gabe, Portland State Vikings plus 105 on the in-game market. So I'm not sure if San Jose State's driving right now. I've got to pull that game up. But, look, I agree with you. If you're looking at the lines these next couple of weeks, if you're looking at one of the mid-tier Power 5 schools or even a mid-major, if their numbers, in your opinion, way too high, sometimes it's best just to take the underdog, whether it's a St. Francis or Portland State or in the coming weeks, say, Montana State. Sometimes you just got to plug your nose and take these high-point underdogs.
Or, on the other end, sometimes you've got to say, you know what? I'm getting a 22-point favorite at plus 2.5 right now, and there's still 9 minutes and 57 seconds remaining in the game. And they're only down by 3. That's the way I look at it. So, everybody tuning in right now, as everyone can see watching on our video feed, I'm getting my phone spinning. All right, rotate, geo block. all right, plus 2.5. Taking the San Jose State Spartans. Listen, they're minus 110 on the money line, so why would I do that? Why would I do like, take the money line when I can get 2.5 at minus 115? So give me the San Jose State Spartans. Now we have a new stress. I'm going to put a nice little chunk on this. San Jose State to come back. Don't let me down, Sparty. Don't let me down, Sparty. How'd you do tonight, Julio, with the card?
Did all right. Tennessee minus 9.5 first quarter was a cakewalk. But then I also had West Virginia to win on the money line. And, well, that ended nicely.
Heartbreaker.
So, Heartbreak City, but look, isn't that what we've been waiting for all summer, Gabe? Talking college football, talking football. Hey, I can't wait to bet this game, and then you get Heartbreak City in the first week.
Hey, look, Julio, I had Central Michigan tonight, and dude, it was like it was 51-15. Yeah, good call. I got lucky. It was 51-15. It was something like that. Like, Teddy was on Oklahoma State. He was in a bad mood about it. I didn't rub it in. I sort of said, yeah, I was on Central Michigan. Kind of. But I know you listen to the show, so you heard me talk about it, right? I said, hey, man, they beat them the last time they were there. They played the year before, and they lost by 11. And the thing is, Oklahoma State messed. So, dude, so basically, Oklahoma State score right away, guys. 7-0 right away. Boom. But Central Michigan respond right away, like 7-7. Then they're sort of going back and forth, and you're like, wow, good play. I'm thinking, what a play. These guys are really hanging. Then Central Michigan imploded. Okay, then it was like a touchdown festival for Oklahoma State. Touchdown, 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 safety, touchdown, touchdown. Like, they just abused them. And then you look up and it's like, oh my God, the final score was 58-44. Said that's the one thing I said on when we ended the show. I said, well, Central Michigan won't quit. I did say that. I said Central Michigan won't quit. Like, maybe they can backdoor this, but not only they backdoored it, like, they burned the house down, Julio. That's more than a backdoor, bro. Like, they storm back, get the cover, and the game sailed over the number, obviously. All right, what's Fresno doing here? What the hell are you guys doing? Oh, it's the end of the quarter. I'm like, man, you've been knocking on the door forever. You're going to punch it in or what? But it's the end of the quarter. See, I'm sorry, Julio. I'm getting, like, all antsy now. And San Jose State are punting. They're punting. You just got the ball. You're trailing Portland State. I got to get a video stream. I got to get this game up here, man. Man.
Oh, yeah. A lot of drop passes from San Jose State. I'm currently watching the tail end of the drive, and Cordero just got lit up on a all-out blitz on third down. Look, you got to tip your cap to Portland State. For these schools, it's their bowl game, right, Gabe?
Yeah.
It's fascinating, man. Look, for Central Michigan, right, this is a school last year that covered against, I believe they covered against Wisconsin, they covered against Miami. Jim McElwain's got these guys playing at a good level. They play Penn State in a couple of weeks, the 24th. So circle that in your calendar, September 24th, to see what number would pop up for Central Michigan.
Oh, they just turned the ball over. Sorry, Lou. Portland State just turned the ball over. And just like that, San Jose State Spartans are minus 3.5.
Oh, it's on a punt, too.
Oh, Nelly, just like that. We're back in business, Julio. We're back in business.
Oh, brother, it was a muffed punt, and San Jose State able to recover at the 30-yard line. So if you're a Spartan backer right now, you're a new lease on life. Oh, my goodness, the Portland State return man ran into his own teammate, thus causing a muff.
Okay, Julio, a lot of games I want to get to. with you here. Let's start off in your backyard. It is the Windy City Sports Report. What about the alumni here against Indiana?
I like this spot for Illinois. I was impressed to see how Illinois was able to shut down Wyoming's offense. Wyoming had some opportunities to make some plays, just weren't able to capitalize last Saturday. I like Illinois in this spot. Even money on the money line. Shop around to see if you can get a better price, but on FanDuel, I'm looking at even money. So I'm taking the Illini tomorrow night to get their first Big Ten win against Indiana. I think this is an Indiana team that's dropped significantly in terms of upperclassmen. I like this spot for Illinois. Over 45.5 might be a play as well, but give me the Illini at even money against the Hoosiers.
Man, it would be a big time. It'd be a big time win. I talked about it earlier with Teddy, for the program to get off and running and win this game. You know, they handle their business against Wyoming and then to go on the road. I don't think it's going to be easy, but I do think it's manageable. It's doable, right? It's not impossible for them to win this football game. So, you know, Teddy doesn't like some of these other ones, right? So I skipped a lot of the games with him. But, you know, we got Vautech, Old Dominion, William & Mary. Steve Merrill's William & Mary. He's going to be with us on TV tomorrow. And we look forward to talking about this game, William & Mary versus Charlotte. Remember William & Mary, man? They didn't cover, like, their first 22 basketball games or something. And then they covered, like, 9 of their 10, and then they didn't cover again. I wonder if about their football team, William & Mary, man. Mike Tomlin played there. Sean McDermott went to William & Mary, but he was a wrestler. This is Sports Rage.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you an artist?
Your husband's work is what we call outsider art. It could be by a mental patient or a hillbilly or a chimpanzee.
They misses a 37-yard field goal. Not even close. Julio could have come as close. This whole thing, Julio, now these kids want to get paid. All right, kid, you're cut. Good for you. You're fired. But you can't do this. Well, hey, like, you know what I mean? So you want to be treated like an adult. You want to answer, welcome to the real world. Man, San Jose State, they get the turnover. They can't take advantage of it. And they're still trailing by 3 with about 7.5 minutes left. We'll keep our eye on that. Julio, this is Serena Williams trade. We'll get back to college football. I just see Serena on TV here. I'll ask you right now, does the Serena train continue? Man, I was on her in the first match. I bet against her in the second match, and I don't know if I want to get in front of her anymore, bro.
Yeah, it's sort of, it kind of seems like the stars are a bit aligned in Queens over the next few days with Serena Williams. Why not? If she's at a good underdog price, roll the dice and go with Serena Williams. I mean, clearly she hasn't played a lot this season, but
she's favored. She's minus 175 against Tijamnovic. She's going to win. Yeah, she's going to win. You like her, Matias? Serena? Like, now at this point, if she beat... thing is, guys, with Serena...
Great matchup,
Gabe.
She played
awesome last night. Like, I got to tell you, like, Kontaveit, like, didn't, like, choke, really. Like, Kontaveit played well. Like, she was making shots, and Serena was, like, old-time Serena, man. Like, she had Kontaveit going left, right, like army tennis, man. Left, right, left, right. Like, Serena had the young girl running around, and Kontaveit, like, was making big-time shots, and not just me. Like, Chris Everett said the same thing. That, like, she goes, man, this is high-level tennis she's playing. It's not just, like... Oh, this is a story. Like, she could dig down. What'd she say after? I'm Serena, right? They said, how did you dig down deep? She goes, I'm Serena. That's how I did it. But I don't think the journey stops tomorrow. And she credited Tiger Woods. She said she looked over and saw Tiger Woods. And, like, she realized, I can't lose right now. And she's credited Tiger for, like, the inspiration that's driving her right now.
And he's been fired up watching Serena Williams as well. I remember watching on Monday night, they showed him with a nice little fist pump and a tiger roar to Serena.
They have a lot in common if you think about it, don't you think? Like, you know what I mean? They both came in as minorities into white-dominated sports. Ton of media pressure around them, sort of in the same age. He's a little older than her, but you know what I mean?
Yeah, both from California too, right? So that's awesome. I think I'm just mad at myself. I didn't get Serena at over 20-1 price to
win it all
for the tournament. Yeah,
I'm on Coco Gauff, the new generation. I'm on Coco Gauff. All right. So what are you betting on tomorrow, Julio? What are you looking at?
Not necessarily tomorrow. I'm looking at over the course of this weekend, like BYU. I'm looking at them -11.5 against South Florida. Also looking at the first quarter of the BYU game at -3.5. I'm contemplating this Colorado-TCU game. Everyone, including me, over the last few weeks have been talking about how potentially bad Colorado are going to be this year.
Oh, sorry, Julio. Sorry. Just we'd like to keep everybody as quick up to date as possible. Touchdown, Spartans, baby. They missed the 37-yard field goal, and then they intercepted Portland State after. So they intercepted Portland State, and they punch it in the end zone. So they don't they take
anyone,
they take advantage of this turnover.
I was just going to say, don't let anyone tell you that these late night or a mid-tier college football game doesn't mean anything, because right now someone's sweating a big ticket on this game. Sometimes these are the more entertaining games than some of the primetime games.
Well, especially the late right now. Like, this is the D-gen. Forget about Hawaii. They're not playing right now. Like, this is the real D-gen stuff. Like you said, like, we are watching streams of this stuff. No one here is on TV. We're watching streams of a San Jose State. And you know, like you said, Julio, so now, especially like we talked about earlier, like on the TV show tonight, about just how big betting is now and how much money is coming in on this stuff in different states. So, I don't know. I would imagine that there's my guesstimation, Julio, that in every sports book in America right now, combined, there's probably like $5 to $7 million on this game type of thing, like spread out. You know what I mean?
Yep.
$480,000 in Missouri, and there's, you know, 212K on this in Virginia right now, and New York and New Jersey. Like, I guarantee you, bro, at FanDuel in Jersey, bro, there's people waiting it out because they don't shut it down until the last game is over. So I guarantee you, bro, I know that place, Julio. There's a bunch of drunk dudes right now in Jersey, New York, man, sweating this game out. You got to love it.
Absolutely. And look, Kansas just got into the legal market.
Yeah, today.
Today. So don't anyone tell you that a Kansas Jayhawk game is going to be meaningless.
Wow, that's true.
Right? You know
so
what I'm saying?
You don't want on in Kansas anymore, Toto and Dorothy, right? Gambling's in Kansas.
Right.
Wow.
Oh, take this for example. Like Nebraska last week lost against Northwestern. The sports books in Council Bluffs, Iowa, which is right across the border from Nebraska, probably had a huge day, right? Because everyone had Nebraska in their parlays. So these regional types
and
of
Nebraska doesn't have gambling, right?
Right, right. So you
Nebraska doesn't have weed either, right next to Colorado. Like, what's Nebraska's problem? Like, you know what I mean?
stuck in the 90s like the football team.
My own personal opinion, yeah. Like, what's your problem, Nebraska? Like, you've got no weed and you've got no gambling, but every state on each side of you does. No, Iowa does. So Iowa has betting, right? Iowa has betting.
Correct.
But not weed.
And so you just go to Illinois, you pick up your weed, you go back, you can place your parlay on Northern.
They have all that farmland. It seems to make sense, right? I don't know. They might as well take advantage of it.
They grow hemp out there.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, listen, I'm not going to tell these governors how to do their business. It's up to the state, the voters of each place to decide what they want. So, yeah, touchdown Sparty here. So, a lot of big games this weekend, Julio. So, what are you looking at? Like, Friday's card isn't great either. It's the D-Gen special stuff. You know, I'm going to get in on it at the last minute. You know, I'm not going to bet that game, and then I'll bet at the last second type thing.
Right.
You know, Vautech is funny. When Teddy was just with us earlier, guys, about an hour ago, and we were talking about Virginia Tech and Old Dominion, and it was 6.5. And Teddy even said, you know, now that it's all the way down to 6.5, it's hard not to be interested in Virginia Tech. 5.5 right now. It's actually moved a point, Julio, in the overnight hours here right now with us.
Yeah, I could be talked into taking the Hokies. I could be talked into taking Eastern Kentucky plus 14 against Eastern Michigan tomorrow. It's just basically playing on the fact that I don't think Eastern Michigan are going to be any good this year. One of those programs that started to go on the rise, made a bowl game a few years ago, but I just think that just haven't been able to recoup the litter in Ypsilanti, Michigan. And I could be talked into, Gabe, Tennessee Tech, 33.5-point underdogs against Kansas tomorrow.
Hold on a second. What the hell happened? Did they overturn this? What happened? It was a touchdown.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's gold right now I'm looking at.
I don't know. I swear to God. No, I apologize for tuning in. Every sports book popped it up, 21-17. I'm watching the game. I have it in the distance. They all celebrated, and then I look up right now, and I don't know if they overturned it. I know there's someone, people in our chat are watching. What the hell just happened there? What happened? What happened? What the hell happened with the touchdown here? Like the sports books, and multiple books. I got two sports books open, Julio, in front of me. I got FanDuel and Bet365 open in front of me. They both went to 21-17. I've got the stream on, but you know, it's one of these streams. I'm like a minute and a half behind or something.
Right.
Like, I don't know. The San Jose State coach is freaking out about it, but I don't know what happened. I looked away for a second talking to you. I'm charging a damn battery up. I got to get this thing in front of me right now. But I swear to God, you look away for a second, but God, that's annoying.
It's right now on my stream, it's 4th and goal for the Spartans.
Okay, yeah.
One. And, of course, they're going out of the pistol because what says 4th?
That's what I see right now, but I think we're behind.
Going off the pistol, Cordero. Oh, my God. Why
would you guys are idiots. You're on the way. You need one. Like you said, you drop back in the pistol of the shotgun and then throw an outplay.
So Cordero throws it towards the right corner of the end zone, underthrows it, incomplete, 4th and goal. You run a pistol play action, Gabe, pass towards the far side. Look, I'm not paid $1 million or more to be an offensive coach in college football, but if you're at the 1-yard line, 4th and goal, I don't know, I'd run the.
I just saw the replay in slow motion over and over. It was there. Cordero waited too long, and then he threw it over his head. He waited too long. I didn't like the play call, but Cordero waited too long. Really? Yeah, he waited too long. Like, buddy, it was a quick, like, the running back sort of busted out of the flat and was there, but it was like, bro, he ain't going to be there forever. It was got to be one of those 1, 2, 3, bam, and he didn't. He sort of hesitated, and then he threw it too high that, like, there was no chance for it, like you said, Julio. Like, dude, on 4th down, you got to give the guy at least a chance. Like, if it gets picked, it gets picked. It was almost like he threw it away at the last second. Like, well, it's not open. I'm going to throw it over the head. I knew, Matias, you were about to jump in. You want to throw him under the bus for that? I can't believe this. Dude, like Portland State has turned the ball over
Cordero, Gabe. He's always been a hesitant quarterback, man. Nothing's changed.
I just
don't
didn't
think
do
just do.
They fumble a punt. They miss the field goal. They throw an interception. You have the ball on the 1-yard line, and you can't score. Oh, yeah, and they overturn a touchdown. Yeah, college football is back. Thanks. More with Julio on the other side.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't ruin your appetites. I'm buying lunch for everybody on me.
Wow. What's the occasion?
I'm rich. I won my bets on the Rose Bowl, the Sugar Bowl, the Cotton Bowl, and I chunked it all on a hockey game, and I won that.
All right. How much did you win?
$116.
Quite a windfall.
Yeah, I still feel tingly.
All right, the sweatshop continues here. Well, the Spartans have the ball again. Again and again and again and again. This is getting really crazy. So they got the Portland State fumbled a punt. They got the ball. They couldn't really do much with it. They screwed around. They ended up kicking a field goal, and they missed the 37-yard field goal. Then they picked Portland State off. Got it. I thought they scored. I don't know if they overturned it or what the hell happened. Cordero just, like, ran right into something. Like, dear God, bro. And it couldn't score. And now, whatever, San Jose State's defense came up with another big stop, forced a punt. The kid actually had a big punt return, like all the way to the 25-30 type thing. And now they're sputtering again. And quite frankly, Julio, I don't have a lot of confidence in this kicker that just missed a 37-yarder a couple of minutes ago.
And it's a three-point affair, final 2 minutes of the game. It's not.
Oh, my God! All right. Yeah. Listen. This is, dude, the play calling in college. Yeah. They're getting saved. They show the graph. They're three for 11 tonight in third down conversions, and it's 3rd and 3. The game's on the line, and they throw this bomb that had no chance. Really, they haven't hit anything all night, and I actually think he caught it, despite the penalty, to be honest. But there's a flag. That's a catch. No, the ball hit the ground. So, it's been a lot of that tonight. So the ball hit the ground. And I don't know if you see this, Julio. I don't know how the kid injured himself, but the kid's pretty messed up pretty good. Now half the team, San Jose State, are in the end zone with him.
It looks like he landed awkwardly on his
hip
on the fall, trying to make the
I don't know. Like his, I don't know. Yeah, he looked like it was an awkward sort of position that he was in at one point. It was kind of harmless. Like he didn't get hit. He dove for a ball, and I don't know if he landed on the ball. Like it could have been that. Like he seems to be all right now, and now it's like first down on the 10 or something like that. Are they going to be able to do something with it? I don't know. I'm kind of with my boy Mateus here on this. I'm not, you know, Cordero, man. Come on, bro. You're playing against Portland State. Like, this isn't even like, it's not even the real conference yet. Come on, man. Like,
I don't think that's why he transferred over to San Jose State, Gabe. He's supposed to be a winner down there. Brennan was counting on this. The big time transfer to take him over the top.
Man, well, let's not throw him under the bus. The game isn't there yet. I don't know what they're reviewing over and over. He clearly didn't catch it. It bounced like a basketball. Okay, so let's talk some big games, Julio. Notre Dame, Ohio State, Oregon, Georgia, Utah, Florida. What do you got for us? What are you looking at, buddy?
Looking at Ohio State minus 17 against Notre Dame. Waiting for some first quarter numbers. I saw 6.5 posted in the first quarter, so I'm going to lean Ohio State first quarter minus 6.5. I think San Jose State, that's the game I'm circling. It's their first game back on campus in forever. They're taking on Arizona on CBS. Give me San Jose State minus 6.5.
San Diego State. San Jose State are playing right now.
I've got my mind on the Spartans. But give me the Aztecas, San Diego State minus 6.5 against Arizona. Houston Cougars, it's going to be a good matchup. It's one of those under-the-radar games of Houston against UTSA. But I like the Cougars minus 4 over the Roadrunners. I think Cincinnati get the big upset to start the season against Arkansas. Plus 200, give me the Bearcats. I like BYU, Gabe. I think BYU will upset Notre Dame. I've talked about that throughout the summer. But I think BYU start the season off with a win against South Florida at minus 11.5. That's what I'm looking at right now in the college football slate. Southern Miss against Liberty. Give me Liberty minus 3.5. Boise State has taken a dip over the last few years, but as an underdog, I think they beat Oregon State on Saturday. Boise State plus 120. And speaking of underdogs, Gabe, let's go Ohio Bobcats against Florida Atlantic. Give me the Bobcats plus 165. And Nevada, yes, they beat New Mexico State, but it wasn't impressive last Saturday. So give me Texas State, the Bobcats, minus 110 to beat Nevada. Circulating this for 2 weeks, but I just like this number, Tennessee minus 4 against Pittsburgh in 2 weeks. But let's go on the soccer pitch briefly, Gabe. like a Newcastle United in England against Crystal Palace at even money. Newcastle nearly drew against Liverpool. 8 minutes of stoppage time turned into, what, 10 minutes of stoppage time? But, yeah, we won't digress on that. Tomorrow, Dortmund in German soccer against Hoffenheim. Give me Dortmund minus 155. Put that in your parlays with some college football if you choose to do so. And I like Atletico Madrid plus 155 in Spanish soccer.
You got a full slate here, Julio. Full slate. Anything
as
else?
Army. I'm adding to my grocery cart. Army against Coastal Carolina. Give me the Black Knights plus 105. Shop around for a better number. But
Paul Bovey was on this Game Time Decisions, a TV show with us in the radio earlier in the week. And that was a game that he likes. He likes Army plus the points against Coastal.
But right now it's plus 2, so I'll just take them on the money line at plus 105. But if Paul Bovey likes it, then I really like it. That's good. That's good to hear.
17-14 still. It's actually pretty pathetic and embarrassing. Like, the only reason like they even got a first down is because they got lucky. There was pass interference, but still, like, they can't. They got a real problem. Like, I don't know. Like, if one someone can run into the end zone, Cordero. Like, they just got saved again. This is unbelievable. Like, I'm on San Jose State here, guys. So,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah, like, dude, like, and I've never seen a quarterback run into trouble as much as this guy. It's like, bro, you have the whole field to run. Why do you always run right into the defensive tackles? So all the kid on Portland State had to do is take him down, but instead, as you see, Julio, he decides to crank the face mask. Penalty. Dude, the pass interference and a face mask. This is what's keeping San Jose State alive here.
And the guy knew it too. Old 91 for Portland State. You got to tip my cap to Portland State. Their defense is grinding.
They're battling.
They can hold it up.
Yeah, if we can get some lines on Portland State games when they get back to their own stuff, which we can, we got to keep our eye on them, right, moving forward.
I would agree. One game I'm circling, FCS. FBS in a couple of weeks. Montana State, they take on Oregon State in Portland. That's going to be a game I'm circling for Montana State.
All right, let's see.
I just like these FCS schools, Gabe. A lot of people look to throw them under the bus, but
how about this, guys?
Pass interference.
San Jose State throw it into the end zone. There's pass. Three flags in a row. Pass interference. Like, and you know what? It was pass interference. That's the thing. Like, it's not like they're trying to save San Jose State or something. It's like, that was a little, I got to be honest, I would have let that go. Because look, I'm going to throw Cordero onto the bus again, but like, bro, like, these passes are very tough to catch. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Cordero, like, I haven't seen one pass that he's thrown here, guys, where it's like, all right, you just made it, like, easy. Everything's behind the guy, above the guy. Hey, slow, like, it's too late. Now they got to roll. Like, stop throwing it. Oh, my God. So now they're on the 1 yard line. They have Cordero just throw it back. He nearly threw an interception. Like, at what point, coach, to realize you can't do this? Just hand the ball off, man.
And they're out of the pistol formation, too. And it's, what is this play calling?
He just threw, guys, for everyone tuning in, he just threw like a fastball from like the 4 yard line. He threw a bullet over the middle that like would have been intercepted, but it was thrown too hard. The kid on Portland State couldn't catch it. Like, dude, like, run the ball, please. Just run the ball. Please, please, please. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. If they did, they just threw another incomplete. Like, bro, like, I haven't seen him complete a damn pass yet. Like, why is he throwing the ball? Run the ball. This coach of San Jose State's a freaking moron, man. Like, at what point do you really, your quarterback sucks. Run the ball, bro. You're on the 2 yard line.
We talk about this a lot with college football, right, Gabe? You've mentioned this over the years. The play calling at the goal line leaves you just puzzled.
They're on the one, and now he's actually set up on the 7 yard line, the quarterback. Now he's going to drop back, and he's going to be on the 10. Yeah, he's on the 10 now. Oh, my God, now he's running it in.
It's third and goal.
Touchdown, Spartans. Nobody has more heart than Cordero does. Nobody has more heart than this kid.
But I believed in him this whole time.
This is one of these deals where if you're a San Jose State Spartan fan, the crowd is sort of clapping, but if you know you're looking over, you're like, oh boy, we're in a lot of trouble this year. Like, that's what you're thinking right now. You're like, we're in a lot of trouble this year. So Cordell, the thing is, every time he ran it, look, every time he runs it, he does the same thing. Like, I'm not even a defensive coordinator. I'm playing against these guys. I should say, guys, anytime the pocket collapses, Cordero's going to run right up the middle and just kill him. Like, it's so predictable. Like, he got smoked by once, and this is Portland State. Like, man.
I'll be intrigued to see now.
He's not the next Tua, I'll tell you that.
No. A minute and 11 left in this game. Plenty of time for Portland State to try to manufacture a game-winning drive. But, look, there's someone at a sports book in Mississippi who just breathed a sigh of relief that his parlay
Biloxi.
Is still alive.
Biloxi. Cal Poly slow, first and goal with a minute left, but it's a little too late. They're going to cover, though. They were getting 41, but I got the in-game over 56.5. But I put more on the San Jose State game. I told you guys, I'm getting in on this. Okay, now it's official. I'm not teasing anybody. I don't know what the hell happened before. I looked away for a second. Don't blame me. The sports books had it. It's 21-17, and I saw it, and whatever happened. But it's official. It's 21-17 now, for real. I can verify this. We've seen the touchdown. We see the score. Everything is 21-17.
You nervous at all with Colorado State, Michigan? I'm leaning Colorado State team total over 20.5. I
nervous.
Think they put up some points, but I think Michigan will handle them pretty easily.
Nervous about what?
Well, there you go.
No. Like, what do you mean? I'm not nervous. I think it's a lot of points. You know what, Julio? I like the first half. What's the first half number? Let me get a first half number up here. So what, it's probably, was it 17.5? I'm going to guess.
Yeah, I was going to say 16.5.
If it's 30.5, what the hell is it? What's going on here? Should be the top of the rotation. Where is this game? Hang in here, Julio. We'll get you out on the other side. I wanted to see what's up with Tony La Russa. I wanted to find out about that. The one game I'm looking for, I swear to God, where's Michigan and Colorado State? Oh, there it is. Okay, it's 19.5. 19.5.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I don't know who the coach of Portland State is, but I like his style. He's a big, big dude. He's like a big dude. He's got a towel. He's like, God, it's hot. He looks like his team has battled their heart out. I got to tell you, I'm not going to write him off. Like, I think we got a Hail Mary coming up here in a second, Julio. And at this point, maybe tonight's going to end with some real wild craziness here, maybe. Only thing, when you're watching streams, sometimes they just sort of stop.
Like, you get a pause, and then they...
Yeah. It's like, it's happening. I made a little pause here. Like, really? Come on, man. Usually it pauses, and I just sort of hit play again, and it pops again. Like, come on, man. What are you doing to me? It's the worst possible time, man. Like,
it's right. The game.
Blame the traffic, Gabe. Blame the traffic. Everybody's watching.
Yeah, no, it is. Julio, are you frozen too right now? Are you frozen?
I'm frozen too.
Oh, my God. Whoever's running this thing just pulled the plug or something, man. Like, come on, bro.
It's the FBI. Well, they're coming after those illegal streamers for San Jose
exactly.
State.
It's 2nd and 5, 1 second left. And then my stream froze again. But hey, Portland plus 22. I had to have been the lock of the game.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, what's up with La Russa? Is he all right? He's got a heart problem? What's going on there?
Heart problems, yeah. I think he's done for the rest of the year. I don't think
he's probably done forever, actually, now after this.
Yeah, I think so. And look, the players were talking high about him. I think for the most part, the players respected Tony La Russa. I think that there was more animosity between players in the clubhouse than it was hatred towards La Russa. They had another players-only meeting today before they beat Kansas City 7-1. I just rolled my eyes. Players meeting number 10 for the White Sox. I am taking them on the money line tomorrow against the Twins plus 120 because I'm a sucker for punishment.
I love how you rip them when you come back. I am taking them tomorrow, though.
And San Jose State won, by the way, 21-17.
Hey, thanks, Julio. May the winners be yours.
Good luck this weekend, guys. Take care. Talk to you next week.
Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.